Praise God. Amen. So, we have been studying
hemos estado estudiando
about good soil.
Del terreno bueno,
right? We went through the soil that the seed fell by the wayside.
Si repasamos la, donde la semilla cayó al terreno duro.
And please understand that
del lado de la cajetera.
That you are called to overcome.
Y quiero que entienda que cada uno aquí fueron llamados para sobrevencer.
Well, Pastor, why am I not overcoming? We're gonna go through all of that.
Ajá, Pastor, será tu pregunta, Pastor, ¿por qué será yo no estoy sobrevenciendo? Vamos a repasar por eso.
You're not called to worry.
No fueron llamados para preocuparte.
Right? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing.
La palabra de Dios dice que no estés ansiosos por nada.
But Pastor, then why do I have anxiety attacks? Why do I
Pastor,
worry?
¿Por qué me pasan ataques de ansiedad y por qué yo me preocupo?
We're going to go through that. We're
Vamos
going through that.
Vamos a repasar por eso.
Okay? Why am I sick in my body?
¿Por qué estaré yo enfermo en mi cuerpo?
You know, well, the Bible says that that by his stripes we were healed.
La palabra de Dios dice, no.
Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we were healed. Well, past tense.
Okay. Que la Isaías dice que fuimos sanados.
You know, it's interesting that Isaiah was 700 years before Christ, but yet he put healed in past tense.
He prophesied, yeah. Ajá, Isaías cuando escribió el libro de Isaías fueron 700 años antes que Jesús naciera y ya él profetizó que fuimos sanados por sus llagas.
And First Peter,
y primera de Pedro,
right, 2:24 says
2:24,
that he bore our sins in him on the tree.
Que él llevó nuestra enfermedad sobre un árbol.
That we may die to sin, live unto righteousness.
Que morimos al pecado y vivimos por su justicia.
And by his wounds we were healed.
Y por sus llagas fuimos sanados. Tiempo pasado.
Past tense.
Tiempo pasado.
Right? So before Christ did it, there was a past tense because he's prophesying what he already did.
Y antes de que Jesús naciera, fue profetizado y fue declarado tiempo pasado.
And then Peter is also declaring what Jesus did on the cross.
Y también Pedro está declarando lo que Jesús hizo sobre la cruz.
Well, Pastor, why are we going through diseases in our bodies?
¿Y por qué será que estamos pasando por enfermedades en nuestro
questions.
Cuerpo? Y son preguntas buenas.
The Bible says, thy word is true.
La
John
palabra
17,
dice
17.
Que su palabra es verdad.
And so that why is some worrying and some don't?
¿Por qué será que algunos se preocupan y otros no?
Why is it that some are healed and some no?
Porque algunos son sanos y otros no.
Right? So how come some are overcoming but some not?
¿Por qué será que
Great
hay
questions.
Algunos están sobrevenciendo y otros no? Son preguntas buenas.
I would say that
yo diré,
there's nothing wrong with the seed. There's something wrong with the soil.
Yo diré que no hay nada mal con la semilla, pero sí hay algo mal con el terreno.
How many understand?
¿Cuántos entienden?
Okay. You see how the Bible says one thing and then our body might say something else.
Ajá. Se dan de cuenta cómo la palabra está declarando algo, pero nuestro cuerpo dice otra cosa.
See, so the Lord is trying to persuade us.
Entonces el Señor nos está tratando de persuadir
and convince us of
y
what he did.
Y tratar de convencernos de lo que él ya hizo.
And then it's up to us to receive and take care of it.
Entonces es debido a nosotros de recibirlo y guardarlo y cuidarlo.
Right? If you're doubting, you're not taking care of the seed. Come on, church.
Si estamos entonces dudando, no estamos cuidando por esa semilla.
Right? Let me be clear. If you doubt in your mind, that's not doubting. That's temptation to doubt.
Ajá. Dame ser claro. Si tú estás dudando en tu mente, no, eso no es dudando actualmente. Eso es ser tentado a dudar.
See, because the enemy is going to put a doubt.
Darte cuenta que el enemigo sí te va a lanzar una duda en tu mente.
But just because you think about doubting doesn't mean that you're doubting.
Porque simplemente tú estás dudando, pensando en la duda, no quiere decir que está dudando.
See, it's the presence of God just like kind of like said that means that there's revelation. People didn't understand that. How many didn't understand that? See how the Holy Spirit doesn't, he knows.
El Espíritu Santo siempre sabe cuando el pueblo no está entendiendo la verdad.
You see, when thoughts come, that's the opportunity to take it captive.
Cuando te llega los pensamientos, ahí está la oportunidad para nosotros tomarlo por cautivo.
See, the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is.
Porque la Biblia nos dice, tal como el hombre piensa en su corazón, así es él.
But the mind is the battleground. That's where you have to make decisions on what you're going to accept or not.
Pero nuestra mente es el lugar de batalla y es donde nosotros hacemos la decisión, lo que vamos a aceptar.
You see, all right, I'm going to try to get to the text, but I feel like the Holy Spirit is kind of like moving me into a certain direction. See, because I need for the church to understand this.
Yes, nosotros necesitamos que el pueblo de Dios entiendan esto.
Because God is not a man that he would lie.
Porque sabemos que Dios no es hombre para mentir.
If he says that he's the owner of the silver and the gold and he will not withhold nothing from you, then he is your shepherd. You lack nothing.
Porque si él ya no dijo que él es dueño del oro y de plata y él no va a retener nada para atrás para nosotros, entonces sabemos que él es el buen pastor y nada nos faltará.
Well, pastor, then why am I broke?
Entonces, pastor, ¿por qué yo estoy sin dinero?
Good questions.
Buen pregunta.
But there's nothing wrong with the seed. There's something wrong with the soil.
Entonces, debemos entonces decir, no hay nada anda mal con la semilla. Hay algo que anda mal con la tierra.
You know, the Bible says, right?
La Biblia
be faithful
lo dice,
in the little and he will put you over much.
Ser fiel en lo pequeño y él te pondrá sobre mucho.
See, he might have $1 million for you, but if you can't handle $10, how is he going to give you $1 million?
Porque Dios te podrá tener $1,000,000, pero si tú no cuidas lo de $10, ¿cómo él va a poder confiar en ti?
See, when we look at scripture, we have to look at it in a kingdom concept, as a kingdom concept.
Cuando nosotros estamos fijando sobre la escritura, las tenemos que mirar a través de los conceptos del reino.
When a king speaks, it's law.
Cuando el rey habla, es declarado ley.
Okay, let me explain.
Explico.
If I hold this towel up and I let it go, what's going to happen?
Gonna fall.
How many think it's going to fall? Let me see. Raise your hand. What would happen if it doesn't fall? You're going to be like. You're going to be like, something is out of the ordinary. Something's not right. Like, that's not supposed to do that. Right? Let me see what happens if I'm. Let me see. Who thinks that this is going to hit the. Everybody's thinking like, what is he going to do? Like this. This is a trick, right? This is a trick.
I was looking for a line.
Right. How many think this is going to hit the pulpit? How many? Let me see your hands. Raise your hands. Right? Okay, I'm going to do it. Ready? See? Some people were like, oh, man, I thought he had something.
Float.
No. Okay, see, there's a law. It's called the law of gravity.
Hay una ley que se llama ley de gravedad.
You can count on that.
Tú puedes contar en esa ley.
And if it didn't, something strange is going on.
Entonces, si eso no se hubiera caído, entonces hay algo extraño sucediendo.
Same thing happens.
It broke the law.
Right? In scripture, kingdom concepts.
Lo mismo sucede con la escritura, con los conceptos del reino.
When God says something,
cuando
that's
Dios
a law.
Dijo algo, eso es ley.
And if something doesn't happen, then that should be strange to a believer.
Entonces, si algo no sucede, eso debe ser algo extraño para los creyentes.
How many are understanding?
¿Cuántos están entendiendo ahora?
You see, so what we have to do is exercise our senses.
Entonces, lo que debemos hacer es dar ejercicio a nuestros sentidos.
See, I think it's Paul that says he disciplines his body.
Pablo no dice que él disciplina su cuerpo.
Yeah. See, the body needs to be trained.
El cuerpo tiene que ser entrenado.
Right? How many are fighting the good faith? How many are running the race? Right? So then
¿cuántos están corriendo la carrera de fe?
There is training.
Entonces hay capacitación, entrenamiento.
And so, see, the Bible says that we have not received the spirit of fear, but power, love, and self-discipline.
La Biblia no dice que no hemos recibido el espíritu de temor, sino el espíritu de amor, de poder y de dominio propio.
See, some people like to preach grace, 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 but grace depends on faith.
Hay mucha gente que le gustan predicar sobre gracia, 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 pero la gracia depende en la fe.
They love that Jesus is grace personified, right? So they think about, so they preach on his favor.
Ajá, mucha gente le gustan, le aman que Jesús es la gracia. How do you say personified?
En persona.
En persona, gracia.
And make no mistake, it's by grace that I'm even standing here with this microphone.
Uh-huh. Entonces, nosotros
I need God's grace.
Debemos aceptar que es a través de la gracia de Dios que nosotros estamos delante del pueblo de Dios con el micrófono enseñando y predicando.
I wouldn't be breathing without his grace.
Nosotros no estuviéramos respirando sin su gracia.
I get emotional when I think of his goodness and his grace.
Amen. Yo me emociono cuando yo empiezo a pensar sobre su gracia.
You know, I'm getting emotional because he's so good.
Porque él es tan bueno.
And even when I fall short, his grace is sufficient.
Aun cuando yo caigo corto, su gracia todavía es lo suficiente.
When I fall short, his grace over
Amen.
And abounds.
Cuando nosotros caemos corto, su gracia dice la palabra que sobreabunde y te cubre.
But the grace to the believer depends on faith.
Pero la gracia al creyente es dependido a la fe.
That's where the church kind of like loses because they don't have a revelation.
Y ahí donde la iglesia pierde porque no tiene la revelación de eso.
See, the Bible says that it depends on faith that the promises of God may rest on grace.
Dice la palabra que es dependido a la fe para que la gracia descanse sobre ella.
Right? So if you want grace, then make sure that you're walking in faith.
Entonces, si nosotros queremos la gracia de Dios revelada, tenemos que asegurar que estamos caminando por fe.
How many know that there's benefits for you?
¿Cuántos aquí conocen que hay sí beneficio para nosotros?
Amen. It's faith that causes that mountain to move.
Es fe que causa esa montaña para que se mueva.
Grace is just something that's with you. It's a result.
La gracia es algo que siempre camina contigo. Es tu resultado.
You're in Christ, there's grace.
Si te encuentras en Cristo, hay gracia automáticamente.
Yeah. It's amazing, right? We fail sometimes and God is so good and we're like, man, we're not even worthy.
Ajá. Nosotros a veces fallamos y pensamos, oh, yo no cualifico para su gracia, pero su gracia todavía está sobre nosotros.
So his grace is amazing. We all need it.
Entonces su
we
gracia
need Jesus.
Sí
he's grace personified.
Asombroso y porque la necesitamos porque la gracia es Jesús en persona.
But there's kingdom concept. We have
pero
to live.
Pero hay conceptos de reino.
Again, the Bible says
la Biblia no dice
that the law is not of faith, rather the one that has it shall live by it.
Que la ley no es de fe, pero aquellos que viven según de ella. Wait, say that again. Se me perdió.
Que la ley, the law is not of faith.
La ley no es de fe.
Rather,
pero
the one that has it shall live by it.
Pero aquella persona que tiene la fe vivirá a través de ella.
In other words, it's a lifestyle.
Entonces es un estilo de vida.
Right? I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
Ajá. Ya no vivo yo, pero Cristo vive en mí.
And the life I now live, I live by faith.
Amén. Y la vida que hoy vivo, la vivo por fe.
Active obedience.
En obediencia activa.
Right? It is dependency on Jesus Christ for salvation, faith.
Es dependido en Jesucristo para la salvación.
Right,
fe.
Literally, faith is faithfulness unto God.
Ajá, literalmente es siendo fiel a Dios.
See, I no longer live my own. My mind, my will, my emotions.
Mi mente, mi voluntad y mis emociones.
Needs to be submitted.
Tiene que estar sometido.
See, the Bible says,
la Biblia no dice,
submit yourselves unto God.
Sometaos al Señor.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
How you say resist? Resistir al diablo y él huirá.
See, some people, look at, listen, this is very important. Some people are trying to resist without submitting.
Wow. Hay gente que está tratando de resistir al diablo sin someterse al Señor.
There's a reason why God says submit.
Hay una razón porque Dios no está diciendo primero, sométete.
Because the enemy listens to authority.
Ah, porque el enemigo escucha a la autoridad.
And he has to obey authority.
Y la tiene que obedecer.
He has no choice.
Él no puede escoger.
Some people give the devil too much credit.
Yeah, hay mucha gente que le da mucho crédito al diablo.
When he's the defeated one.
Cuando él ya está destruido.
How many know that he's already defeated?
¿Cuántos aquí conocen que ya el diablo está destruido?
Well then, Pastor, why am I going through so many battles and I feel like I'm losing?
Pasando por tanta batalla, Pastor, y me siento que me estoy perdiendo.
I keep on falling in the same thing over and over and over.
Yo me sigo cayendo la misma cosa y una y otra vez.
Submit yourself to the Lord.
Sométate al Señor.
Resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Resistir al enemigo y entonces él va a huir de ti.
That's a law.
Eso es una ley.
See, the enemy submits to authority of
Amen.
The scripture.
El enemigo se somete a la autoridad de las escrituras.
When Jesus was tempted, what did the enemy tempted Jesus, right?
Ajá, el enemigo tentó a Jesús. Y cuando Jesús fue tentado,
what did Jesus say?
¿Qué él dijo? Escrito está.
It is written.
Man.
It is written.
Escrito está.
It is written. You see, that's why he overcame.
Es por eso que él sobrevenció.
Because he is the word.
Porque él es la palabra.
He is the living word. He
él
is the word.
Él es la palabra viviente.
So what came out of him was the word.
Entonces lo que salió de él fue la palabra.
And not only was his word, but the Bible says that the words that I speak, they're his.
Y dice la palabra, Jesús decía la palabra que yo hablo son de él.
So when you're going through whatever you're going through, are you saying it is written?
Entonces cuando tú estás pasando por lo que tú estés pasando, ¿estarás tú diciendo escrito está?
Or are you listening to what the enemy is bringing?
¿O estarás tú escuchando lo que el enemigo está trayendo?
Right? Or watching distractions.
O viendo las distracciones.
Okay? Over here.
Uh-huh.
Over here.
Everybody wants to know what's happening on the side.
Right? Because the enemy wants to distract you.
Porque el enemigo quiere distraerte.
If he distracts you, that seed, he takes that seed.
Yeah. Entonces, you understand? Si el enemigo triunfas de robarte la semilla, eso es lo que él quiere hacer.
So everyone here has a responsibility.
Todos aquí tenemos una responsabilidad.
And our passion is that you overcome.
Y nuestra pasión es que todos aquí sobrevenga.
You see, You were called for so much more.
Yes, todos aquí fueron llamados para mucho más.
How many know that the Bible says that you shall do greater things?
Amen, amen, amen. La palabra dice que ustedes harán cosas más mayores.
But pastor.
Pero pastor.
No, there's no but. That's what
no
the
hay
scripture.
Ningún pero. Eso fue lo que está escrito.
It is written.
Escrito está.
And so if we're not holding on.
Entonces, si nosotros no estamos aguantando
to what Scripture says,
a lo que no ha dicho la Escritura,
then what are you holding on to?
Entonces, ¿qué estarás tú aguantando?
What is law?
¿Qué es la ley?
What is what's governing?
¿Qué estará gobernando?
If you're a part of the kingdom, then
si
there's
eres
a,
parte del
there
reino,
is a king that wants to be your king.
Entonces hay un rey que quiere ser tu rey.
And so there's a responsibility.
Hay una responsabilidad
of the soil
del terreno
to prepare itself to receive seed.
Para prepararse para poder recibir la semilla.
How many are good soil?
¿Cuántos aquí son terreno bueno?
How many are good soil?
Amén.
Amen. So when doubt comes,
entonces cuando llega la duda,
what are you going to say?
Escrito está.
One person got it. When you're going through
cuando
something,
llega la duda, cuando tú estás pasando por algo,
and you're going through that, what are you what should you say?
¿Qué tú debes decir?
Now four people got it.
Uh-huh.
I need everybody to get it.
Necesito que todos entiendan.
You see, because life and death depends on it.
Porque la vida y la muerte dependen de lo que tú vas a decir.
And I don't mind repeating myself because I think that you're worth it. I know that you're worth it.
Ajá. Y a nosotros no nos molesta de repetirnos porque ustedes son valiosos.
And you know what? The God that we serve, he's trustworthy.
Man, y el Dios que nosotros le servimos, él confía.
And those that don't understand him are always blaming him.
Ajá. Y aquella persona que no entienden a Dios siempre quieren echarle la culpa a Dios.
That's a reality.
Es una realidad.
I've known Christians for decades. They blame God.
Nosotros conocemos cristianos que han sido cristianos por décadas y se pasan dándole la culpa a Dios.
Because you don't know him.
Porque no lo conocen.
But he's patient.
Pero él es paciente.
And though we blame him, he's still there, yeah, wanting to teach you.
Y aunque nosotros le echamos la culpa a él, él todavía está ahí para enseñarte.
How many want to learn from the Lord?
¿Cuántos quieren aprender de él?
Amen. His promises,
come on.
His promises are yes and amen.
Son sí y amén.
In him.
En él.
Not in your doubt.
No en tu duda.
Neither in your emotions.
Tampoco en tus emociones.
But pastor.
But then.
No, my promises are yes in me,
la
not
palabra,
in your emotions.
Ajá, la palabra dice que sus promesas son en mí, amén, no en tus emociones.
See, just because you're emotional doesn't mean that you're right.
Ajá, simplemente porque eres una persona emocional no quiere decir que tú estás en lo correcto.
It can be your truth, but it's not the truth.
Ajá, eso puede ser tu verdad, pero no quiere decir que es la verdad.
How many are understanding what I'm saying?
Entienden, right?
And so you are I'm the soil.
Di conmigo, yo soy el terreno.
And the seed needs to be able to fall on soil to be able, right, to accomplish what it was sent to do.
Y entonces la semilla tiene que poder caer en el terreno y cumplir para que ella fue mandada.
If people don't understand, the Bible says that the seed falls by the wayside and the birds come and grab it and take
off. La Biblia
off
dice que aquellos que no entienden, entonces dice que la semilla cae por la cajetera y los aves del cielo vienen y se la lleva.
And I don't know how many thousands of messages that I've heard that I didn't understand.
Y yo me imagino, bueno, y puedo pensar en muchos de los mensajes que yo he escuchado a través de los años que yo no entendí.
How many have ever listened to messages that you didn't understand? ¿Qué dijo ese tipo?
Ajá.
Right?
¿Cuántos han escuchado mensajes and you said, what did he say?
Very important. That's a seed that's because you didn't understand, the enemy came and grabbed and took it.
Y esa fue una semilla y porque tú no entendiste, el diablo vino y te la robó.
That's why it's good not to take my word for it. Go and study.
Yeah. Y eso es porque nosotros decimos que es importante de no tomar simplemente nuestra palabra. Toma la palabra predicada y vete y estúdiala.
How many know that God, it delights God to give you the kingdom?
Ajá. ¿Cuántos aquí conocen que le deleita al Señor para entregarte el reino?
Do you know that the Bible says that he doesn't withhold any good thing from you?
La Biblia dice que él no detiene nada buena cosa para nosotros, hacia nosotros.
That's Bible.
Eso es Biblia.
Glory to God. Right? Well, then how come I'm not receiving?
Entonces, ¿por qué será que yo no estoy recibiendo?
Good question.
Buena pregunta.
There's nothing wrong with the seed.
No hay nada anda mal con la semilla.
Right? If the seed falls on rocky soil,
si la semilla
Matthew
cae
13,
en la tierra pedregosa,
these are people that receive
estos son personas que reciben
the word with joy.
La palabra con gozo.
Pastor, that was an awesome,
Pastor, esa palabra
that was an awesome
tremenda.
Sermon. But then the roots didn't go deep because of the rocks.
Entonces, lo que está sucediendo es que las raíces no pudieron ir a las profundidades porque estaba sembrada en el terreno pedregoso.
And when the sun came out,
y el sol salió,
it burnt it.
La marchitó.
How many have ever received the word with joy and then all of a sudden that week you feel
up.
Like you're defeated?
¿Cuántos aquí han recibido
Come on, you need to relate to this. These are soils.
Semana pasaron, pero bien mal.
Say, I'm good soil.
Di conmigo, yo soy terreno fértil.
And I'm working on my soil.
Y yo estoy cautivando en este terreno.
And I'm preparing my soil for seed.
Y estoy preparando mi terreno para la semilla.
If you prepare your soil for seed, there's nothing that the enemy can do against you.
Si tú estás preparando el terreno para la semilla, no hay nada que el enemigo puede hacer contra tuya.
Why? ¿Por qué? Porque la Biblia dice que Jehová es mi pastor y nada me faltará.
Why? Because the word of God says that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack nothing.
Do you know that verse 6, it says that goodness and mercy, they follow me.
El verso 6 de Salmo 23 dice que su bondad y su amor me persiguen.
When you're talking about God's goodness,
cuando tú estás hablando de la bondad del Señor,
you're talking his ability to be able to heal and provide for you.
Tú estás hablando sobre la habilidad que Dios es posible que Dios te puede sanar y proveer para ti.
When you're talking about God's mercy,
y cuando tú estás hablando sobre la misericordia de
Dios, now you're talking about his character.
Ahora tú estás hablando sobre su carácter.
You're talking about a God that's merciful, a God, a covenant God.
Tú estás hablando de un Dios de pacto.
A God that he moves in his character.
Ajá. Tú estás hablando de un Dios que se mueve a través de su carácter.
And a God that responds.
Y a un Dios que responde.
La Biblia dice, clama a mí y yo te responderé.
The word of God says, call upon me and I will answer you.
He's a God of covenant.
Él es un Dios de pacto.
He is a God that responds.
Él es un Dios que responde.
He is my shepherd.
Él
Hallelujah.
Es mi pastor.
And he takes care of me.
Y él cuida de mí.
But we have a responsibility.
Pero nosotros tenemos una responsabilidad.
It's called faith. It's called
Se llama
faithfulness.
Fe, fidelidad.
Your emotions doesn't move the mountain. Faith
Ajá.
does.
Tus emociones no mueve la montaña, tu fe la mueve.
How many know that your faith is what moves the mountain?
¿Cuántos aquí conocen que es tu fe que mueve la montaña?
And unfortunately, a good percentage of the church don't even know what faith is.
Y desafortunadamente, ahí la mayoría de los cristianos no conocen lo que es fe.
You ask somebody, and they'll quote Hebrews 11:1, but they can't explain it.
Tú le haces la pregunta a alguien y inmediato ellos te dicen el verso Hebreo 11:1, yeah. pero no te lo pueden explicar.
Yeah, they have 1,000 verses memorized, but it hasn't gone here to their heart.
Ellos pueden tener miles de versos memorizados, pero esos versos no han llegado a su corazón.
Right? They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Dice la palabra, ellos me adoran con sus labios, pero sus corazones están lejos de mí.
And the Bible, that's what God wants. He's, well, Master, what is the greatest commandment?
Le hicieron la pregunta a Jesús, Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más mayor?
Love the Lord with all your heart.
Ama al Señor con todo tu corazón.
That's the soil.
Ahí está el terreno.
That's where my word needs to be.
Ahí está donde tiene que estar mi palabra.
They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Me adoran con sus labios, pero sus corazones están lejos de mí.
And that's where the seed.
Y ahí donde la semilla.
You see, when you receive seed.
Cuando uno recibe una semilla.
Somebody say the seed is the word.
La semilla es la palabra.
The seed is the word.
La semilla es la palabra.
So when you receive the seed,
entonces cuando tú recibes la semilla,
you have to put it in your heart.
Tú te la tienes que poner en tu corazón.
And then you need to decide it's settled. That's
entonces,
it.
Tú tienes que decidir arreglado está.
That should be your posture.
Ahí debe ser tu postura.
That's where you stand.
Ahí donde tú está parado.
And the enemy is going to try to steal that seed.
Y el enemigo va a tratar de robarte esa semilla.
And this is the battle of the soul.
Y aquí es donde entra la batalla en tu arma.
I'm trying to get to the text, but I feel like the spirit is moving in this direction. Listen, this is the battle of the soul.
Esta es la batalla para tu arma.
The soul needs to be saved.
La arma es la que tiene que ser salvada.
Listen.
Escucha
all right.
bien.
Okay. Say I am spirit.
Diga conmigo, yo soy espíritu.
I have a soul.
Yo tengo una arma.
And I'm wrapped in a body.
Y estoy envuelto en un cuerpo.
Okay, let's go again. I am spirit.
Soy espíritu.
I have a soul.
Tengo una arma.
And I'm wrapped in a body.
Y estoy envuelto en un cuerpo.
The Bible says that when
La Biblia dice,
that when you receive Jesus,
cuando tú recibes a Jesús,
your spirit and his spirit become united.
Dice que su espíritu y tu espíritu se unen.
That's why the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Es por eso que dice la palabra que el espíritu siempre está dispuesto, pero la carne está débil.
But there's something in the middle called the soul that has to make a decision.
Pero hay algo en el medio que se llama el arma que tiene que ser una decisión.
Right? So the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions
entonces,
of a person.
El arma es la mente, la voluntad y los sentimientos de la persona.
It's your personality.
Es tu personalidad.
And it's where you make decisions.
Y es donde tú haces decisión.
So if the flesh,
entonces si la carne,
if the flesh all of a sudden, because according to scripture,
según la palabra,
the Bible says, why is it that there's so many arguments among you?
Dice, ¿por qué hay tantos argumentos entre ustedes?
Isn't it because of the desires that are within you?
¿Será por los deseos que están en tu carne?
You see, a lot of people want to blame, are quick to blame the devil, but they don't want to be to deal with the flesh.
Take responsibility. Hay mucha gente que rápido quiere echarle la culpa al diablo, pero no quieren tratar con su propia carne.
Can I tell you, you are not your flesh.
Te quiero decir que tú no eres tu carne.
You are not. Right? What your soul tells you you are.
Tú no eres lo que te está dictando tu arma.
You are what the word of God tells you who you are.
Tú eres lo que la palabra de Dios te dice quién tú eres.
See, the word says that you're prosperous.
La palabra dice que tú eres próspero.
The word says that you are healed.
La palabra dice que tú eres sano.
The word of God says that you are blessed going in and blessed going out.
La palabra no dice que somos bendecidos saliendo y entrando.
Amen. You got all these promises and benefits to the kingdom.
Nosotros tenemos tantos beneficios y promesas en el reino.
Right? That spirit is ministering to your spirit. That's how come sometimes we hear the word and we feel stirred up inside.
Es por eso que cuando escuchamos la palabra estamos estremecidos adentro porque es el Espíritu Santo ministrando tu espíritu.
Right? Again, Ephesians chapter 1, we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Por eso nosotros reclamamos en Efesios capítulo 1, tenemos todas bendiciones en los lugares celestiales.
We are adopted into the beloved.
Fuimos adoptados en el amado.
Amen. We've been redeemed. Hallelujah.
Fuimos redimidos.
The Bible says that we have an inheritance.
La palabra dice que nosotros sí tenemos una herencia.
And so all this truth that we receive,
entonces,
it unites with our spirit and we feel encouraged.
Esta verdad hemos recibido y somos animados de nuestro espíritu.
And then so the spirit, our spirit is trying to tell the soul, listen, this is who you are.
Entonces el espíritu está tratando de decirle a tu alma, esto es que somos.
And now there's a battle for
entonces,
truth.
Entonces hay una batalla por la verdad. A tug of war.
Then here comes the snake.
Entonces entra esa culebra bien chistosa.
You know, did God really say?
Dios de verdad te dijo.
He's been doing this for thousands of years.
Date cuenta que el enemigo ha estado haciendo esto por miles de años.
He's good at it.
Es su profesión.
But he's defeated.
Pero está derrotado.
Do you know he's under your feet?
¿Sabe que usted, él está debajo de tu
Come on,
pies?
How many know that he's under your feet?
¿Cuánto conocen que está debajo de tu pies?
And there is no harm that can come to you.
Y no hay ninguna maldad que te puede llegar.
You see, the Bible says
la Biblia dice
that he is my strong tower.
Que él es mi torre fuerte.
That he is my refuge.
Que él es mi refugio.
That when I'm weak, he is
Cuando
strong.
Yo estoy débil, fuerte soy, dice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then your spirit talks to your soul.
Entonces tu espíritu le habla a tu alma.
Pero. How many are understanding this?
¿Cuántos están entendiendo esto?
That's why when you receive Amen. Seed, your spirit grabs it, boom, puts it in there.
Cuando tú recibes
Good soil.
La semilla, el espíritu te la toma y te la pone ahí. Oh, buen terreno.
Right? You put the seed in, man. Okay.
Tú pones la semilla dentro y bueno.
Now is the fight.
Ahora es la lucha.
Will you trust God?
Ahora es tú vas a confiar en Dios.
In your soul.
En tu alma.
Do you know you're not your thoughts?
¿Conoce ustedes que ustedes no son tus pensamientos? Y'all better write that down. Wow.
That's why the Bible says, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life.
Por eso que la palabra nos instruya de guardar nuestros corazones porque de ella mana la vida.
See, that's why the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things. Who would know? A lot of times we are moved and we move according to our heart.
La misma palabra nos dice que en nuestro corazón es donde hay la maldad. Y a veces nosotros hacemos decisiones según ella. Yeah.
If the heart is deceitful, can you trust it? Come on.
Si hay maldad en tu corazón, tú puedes confiar.
No, trust
no.
in the Lord with all your heart.
Confía
Lean not on your own understanding. In all
corazón.
Your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Lo que dijo el apóstol.
As the waters reflect the face, so our lives reflect who we are.
Tal como las aguas reflexiona tu rostro. La palabra reflexiona quién somos.
This is where you trust God.
Aquí es donde nosotros confiamos en Dios.
This is when you receive seed.
Aquí es cuando nosotros recibimos.
You plant it.
La semilla y la sembramos.
Y de ahí no me sale nadie.
And from there, no one comes out.
It should be your place of you being settled. That is
ahí
settled.
Ahí donde tú está arreglado.
When a farmer sows seed.
Cuando un sembrador siembra la semilla.
When a farmer sows seed, does he go after he plants it? Does he go in there to see if it's working?
Después que él siembra la semilla, él regresa para mirar lo que está sucediendo debajo de la tierra.
No, if you go in there after the seed, you're going to damage what's going on in
si
there.
Si uno va detrás de la semilla para averiguar lo que está sucediendo, uno va a dañar el proceso.
But if the farmer sows it, he says that's settled.
Pero cuando él ya siembra la semilla, él dice ya arreglado está.
Now there's a responsibility to be able to take care of it and water it.
Entonces cae la responsabilidad de nosotros cuidar de la semilla.
You see, the Bible says, Paul,
la Biblia no dice,
he sows, Apollos, he waters.
La Biblia no dice que él siembra, entonces Apollos, él la riega la agua.
Right? But God is the one that causes
Pero
it to grow.
Dios es responsable de causarla a crecer.
How many need faith to grow inside of you?
¿Cuántos aquí necesita que tu fe crezca dentro de ti?
Then you need to receive the seed.
Entonces tú tienes que recibir la semilla.
And then now you gotta water it.
Entonces tienes que regar agua.
Come on, say with me, I gotta water the seed.
Dí conmigo, yo le tengo que dar agua.
This is where you join with the Holy Spirit
aquí
because
es donde tú te unes con el Espíritu Santo.
The Bible said.
Porque la palabra dice,
that it'll be in you like rivers of living water.
Estará en ti como río viviente corriendo.
And, it, and that is speaking of the Holy Spirit.
Y eso
Book of
está
John.
Hablando del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
So not only do you receive seed, but now you
no
ask.
No solamente tú recibes la semilla, pero no, ahora.
Now you walk with the Spirit.
Ahora tú caminas con el Espíritu.
You see, the Bible says.
Porque la Biblia no dice.
That, yeah, now that you got the Spirit, walk with Him.
Que tú tienes ahora el Espíritu camina con él.
Come on, how many want to walk with the Spirit?
Man, walk with the Spirit.
You see, it says, again, this is a prophetic message for somebody because yeah. I haven't looked
it's
in my
for
notes.
All of us. Esto es una palabra profética para todos aquí porque él todavía ni ha visto.
I haven't looked
Efesios
at my notes.
Uno.
This is specifically for the church.
Amen.
The Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't gratify the lust of the flesh.
La Biblia no dice que si tú caminas en el Espíritu o con el Espíritu, tú no vas a satisfacer los deseos de la carne.
Okay, what's over here?
Entonces, ¿qué está aquí? El Espíritu.
Come on, church. What's over here?
El Espíritu.
What's right here?
El arma.
And what's over here?
La carne.
Okay, let's look at this verse again. Right? If you walk in the Spirit,
si está caminando el Espíritu,
you're not going to gratify
tú no le vas a satisfacer
the lust of the flesh. So
los deseos de la carne.
So if the Spirit, right, is guiding you, then you come here.
Entonces, si el Espíritu te está guiando, tú llegas aquí.
Now, all this, you're in your feels.
Entonces, aquí, tú estás en tu sentir.
Oh, pero no tengo tiempo.
Oh, but I don't have time.
Oh, pero es que la gallina me está llamando.
Oh, but the chicken is calling me. And some roosters.
No sabe que tengo que cocinar. No tengo tiempo.
You don't know that I have to cook?
Y el Espíritu tratando de llamarte.
And the Spirit is calling you.
Para convencerte.
So that He can convince you of truth. Come on.
So that you don't make decisions out of your emotions.
Para que entonces tú no te encuentras haciendo decisiones según tus emociones.
You're much more important than that.
Tú eres muy importante que eso.
God specifically chose you to be at this time and season.
Dios específicamente te escogió a ti para que tú estuvieras viviendo en esta temporada y tiempo.
Not to be a light that's covered with a blanket.
Para que no sea una lumbrera cubierta.
He chose you to be put on a pedestal so that you'll be able to shine in this darkness.
Amen. Este cogió para que tú estuvieras sobre la mesa alumbrante.
And the enemy, all he wants you to be caught up in these fields.
Uh-huh. Y el enemigo, lo único que él quiere es que tú estés envuelto en tus emociones.
And I feel like this, and I feel like that.
Yo me siento así, me siento así.
Ya la iglesia sabe. But if you come with me, ¿dónde está la semilla?
Uh-huh. The church already knows, if you come with that, I'm going to ask you, where's your seed?
Did you say it is written?
Uh-huh. Tú dijiste, escrito está.
If you did it, then you're in your feels.
Uh-huh. Y si no lo hiciste, tú estás envuelto en tus emociones.
Do you know that your feelings, all of a sudden, they affect your body?
Ooh. Conoce que tus emociones inmediatamente afectan tu cuerpo. Ouch. Yeah.
You feel a certain type of way, all of a sudden your
body
reacts.
Uh-huh, tu cuerpo reacciona. Well, come on, you better preach over there in that corner. Yeah, Stress.
Anxiety comes
anxiety,
up.
Come on, preach.
Anxiety, right? Starts to go crazy. Your blood. All of a sudden, your blood pressure goes up.
Y inmediatamente la presión está alta.
How many are with me so far?
¿Cuántos están con nosotros? ¿Entiende?
Right. But what does the Bible say?
Pero qué no dice la Biblia.
Right. It is written. Come
escrito
on, church.
Está.
Come on. Either you believe it or you don't.
¿Lo crees o no?
This is where some people are blessed and some people are not.
Es por eso aquí en este punto habrá personas que sí están bendecidos y otros todavía luchando.
See, the Bible says,
porque la Biblia no dice,
be anxious for nothing but in all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request unto God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ.
Amén. Filipenses 4, 6, 7. That's all I'm going to say. Write it down and read it later.
That's what he said. And that's why my spirit, it gets stirred up. Because
y es por eso
it's
que
truth.
Mi espíritu se estremece porque es verdad.
And then the enemy gets you right here.
Ajá, entonces el enemigo te agarra aquí en este medio.
But look at this bill.
Pero mira este bill.
But look at this situation.
Pero mira esta situación.
But look at your family. But look at your family.
Pero mira la situación de tu familia.
Look at your family members. Look at your car.
Mira tu carro.
Now, this is where you have to make a decision.
Y aquí es donde tú tienes que hacer una decisión.
Will you listen to the stranger's voice?
Tú vas a escuchar la voz del extranjero.
Or are you going to listen to your shepherd?
O tú vas a escucharle a tu pastor.
Not this one, that one.
Ajá. This
one. You see? And then, as you take care of it. No. That rocky soil, that doubt, you gotta get out of here.
This is where I'm standing.
This is where I'm standing.
Sácala y empieza aquí.
De aquí no me mueve nadie. I don't care what it looks like.
A mí no me importa cómo se vea esta situación.
Again, Peter said, "Let me walk in the water."
Ajá. Recuerda que Pedro dijo, déjame caminar sobre la faz de la agua.
I'm giving you stories so that you can relate to it.
Te estoy dando historias para que tú te puedas relacionar con ellas.
Oh, Jesus, you want to do something supernatural? Okay, vente, tipo, tírate.
Ahí Jesús se dio de cuenta. Oh, Pedro, tú quieres hacer algo supernatural, vente.
Come.
Vente.
When Jesus said, come, everything needs to obey.
My God, cuando Jesús dijo, ven, todo lo que está alrededor de ti tiene que obedecer.
When he said, come, that became law.
Ajá, cuando él dijo, ven, eso se convirtió en ley.
Come on, church, did you get that? When he said, come, that's a law.
Cuando Jesús le dijo a Pedro, ven, eso se convirtió en ley.
It was nothing inside of Peter. Peter wasn't so talented that he was able to walk by himself on water.
No había nada en Pedro. Él no tenía tanto talento para poder caminar sobre la agua.
No, he asked the one that controls the waters.
Él le preguntó a la persona que controla las aguas.
And the creator said, come.
Y el creador le dijo, ven.
You see, when we listen to the word of God, that enables something supernatural to happen.
Cuando nosotros escuchamos la palabra de Dios, eso desata un poder para tu poder.
And he was able to walk.
Y él pudo caminar.
But then the winds, the Bible says something interesting. The Bible says that he saw the wind.
La Biblia nos dice algo muy interesante. Dice que Pedro vio los vientos.
Say with me, he saw the wind.
Di conmigo, él vio los vientos.
How many people do you know that can see wind? Zero. Thank you.
¿Cuántas personas tú puedes que te pueden decir yo vi el viento?
See, sometimes there's things behind what's going on.
Darte cuenta que algunas veces hay
that you
cosas,
can't see.
Hay cosas que tú no ves que están sucediendo detrás de una situación.
So Peter experienced something that he couldn't see, but he felt.
Él experimentó. Su arma experimentó algo que no podía ver, pero lo sintió.
Jesus said, come.
Jesús dijo, ven.
His spirit was like, let's go.
Y su espíritu le dijo, vámonos.
He was good for a while.
Él estuvo bien por una temporada.
Right?
Pero llegó el viento.
Do not grow weary in doing good.
Yeah.
For in due season, you will reap if you faint not, if you don't give up.
Si no te das por vencido, tú vas a poder a cumplir.
See, Peter started good.
Pedro comenzó bien.
He didn't grow. He didn't go weary. And then all of a sudden, he felt the effects of the wind.
Y comenzó a ver los efectos del viento.
See, the effects of the wind were waves.
Los efectos del viento eran las olas.
So it's something that he was able to feel and something that he was able
era algo
to
que él
see.
Podía sentir y entonces ver.
Come on, come on, come on, church. You need to get this, right? Because you were called for more.
Porque fueron llamados para más.
Right, say with me, I was called for more.
Di conmigo, yo fui llamado para más.
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined.
Aquello
hallelujah.
Que él conoció antemano, él predestinó.
To be conformed to the image of his son.
Para ser conformes de la imagen de su hijo.
Do you know that as he is, so are we in this world?
Tal como él es, nosotros somos aquí en la tierra.
And those that he predestined, he also
y aquello
called.
Que él predestinó, él también llamó.
And those that he called, he also justified.
Y aquello que él llamó, él justificó.
And those that he justified, he also glorified.
Y aquellos que él justificó, él lo glorificó. It's done.
Settled. It's a settled posture.
Es una postura arreglada.
Peter was moved by his soul because that's where
your decision.
Your decision. And so he decided to take his eyes off
entonces,
of the Lord and he put it
Pedro
on the wind
ahí,
that was around him.
Fue conmovido de lo que estaba sucediendo. Hizo una decisión de quitar su vista de su maestro y ponerla en los afectos.
And because of that, the result of him taking his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink.
El resultado era que comenzó a hundir.
He called upon Jesus. Jesus extended.
Él llamó a Jesús. Jesús
right?
lo levantó.
And then Jesus asked, hey, ¿qué pasó con tu fe?
Yeah. And then Jesus asked him, what happened with your faith?
See, that's why Proverbs chapter 4.
Es por eso que Proverbios 4.
Se me fue el tiempo. Okay, I'm going to finish right here. Next week, maybe. Proverbs chapter 4.
Proverbio 4.
Verses 20 through 22.
Verso 20 a 22.
The Bible says.
La Biblia no dice.
Scripture tells me, my son, or you can, if you're a daughter, amen, right? My son,
hijo mío,
be attentive to my words.
Atienda a mis consejos.
My son, be attentive to my words.
Atiende a mis consejos.
Incline thy ear to my sayings.
Escucha atentamente lo que digo.
Watch this. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them.
No pierdas de vista mis palabras. Guárdalas muy dentro de tu corazón. Ellas dan vida a quienes las hallan.
And they are healing.
Y son la salud.
They are healing.
Son la salud.
To all their flesh.
Del cuerpo.
We understanding?
Estamos entendiendo.
Did we get it?
Lo recibimos.
You see the importance of not abandoning the seed.
Ven la importancia de no abandonar la semilla.
God already gave you everything that you need.
Amen. Dios ya te dio y te entregó todo lo que tú necesitabas.
But he gave us free will.
Pero él sí nos dio voluntad libre.
He is a good God. The Bible says he doesn't withhold any good thing from
él es un Dios bueno. La Biblia nos dice que él no retiene para atrás ninguna cosa buena.
But it's our responsibility.
Pero es sí es nuestra responsabilidad.
To be able to receive the seed.
De poder recibir la semilla.
Take care of it.
Y cuidar de ella.
Ask Holy Spirit to come and bring revelation.
Pedirle al Espíritu Santo que te des revelación.
And then something miraculous happens, and with this I'm going to close.
Y algo milagrosamente sucede.
Something miraculously happens.
Algo milagrosamente sucede.
In the physical is called germination.
Ajá, en lo físico es germinar.
See the seed, what's inside breaks through.
Dentro de la semilla comienza a quebrantar.
And it goes down first, roots.
Ella va primero a las profundidades con sus raíces.
And then it comes up.
Y entonces ella rompe para arriba.
In the spirit, it's called.
El espíritu se llama.
It's called the inbirthing of faith.
Se llama el nacer de fe. My God.
You want faith to move mountains? You have to trust what's going
on
inside of that seed.
Tú quieres fe para mover las montañas que te rodean. Tú tienes que confiar lo que está sucediendo con esa semilla dentro de ti.
You see, I know you're going through something.
Sí sabemos que sí están pasando por
algo. I know there's a battle here.
Sí sabemos que hay una batalla en tu mente.
And I know that in your heart, that you, you know, probably there's a lot of things that have happened in the past.
Y sí sabemos que en tu pasado han pasado muchas cosas y hay una lucha en tu corazón.
I know that this is always a place of construction.
Y sabemos que aquí es el lugar de construcción.
But the Bible said.
Pero la Biblia no dice.
That I am a new creation.
Yo soy una nueva criatura.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
The old has passed away.
Lo viejo ya ha pasado.
Behold, all things have become new.
Bienaventurado, todo se ha hecho nuevo.
The enemy is the one that's trying to convince you
el enemigo
that
es
you
que
make
está
a decision
tratando,
that you're still the old person.
Está tratando de convencerte para que tú hagas una decisión según a tu vieja persona.
The enemy is the one that's trying to convince you that the benefits of the kingdom are not for you.
El enemigo está tratando de convencerte que los beneficios de los lugares celestiales no te corresponden.
That's a lie of the enemy.
Es una mentira del enemigo.
It's the lie of the enemy.
Es una mentira del enemigo.
I'm here to tell you.
Estoy aquí para decirte
that you are more than conquerors.
Que son más que vencedores.
That you are to conquer.
Que tú es de vencer.
The Bible calls you an ambassador.
La Biblia te llama un embajador.
A representative of the kingdom.
Un representante del reino.
Not to be just all talk, but in demonstration of power.
No simplemente de ser de todo hablar, pero en demostración de su poder.
That means that, see, if the enemy gets you to a place where you're always struggling, you're never think that you can rebuke a demon.
Si el enemigo te trata de convencer que tú siempre estás en el lugar de luchando, él te va a hacerte convencer que tú no tienes el poder de echar y reprender fuera los demonios.
But he gave you the authority to rebuke demons.
Pero Dios te ha dado la autoridad para tú reprender los demonios.
He gave you the authority to be able to lay your hands on the sick and they're going to recover.
Él te ha dado el poder y la autoridad para tú imponer las manos sobre los enfermos y ellos van a recobrar su sanidad.
You see, Jesus moved in the name of his Father, but we move in the name of Jesus.
Date cuenta que Jesús se movía en el nombre de su Padre, pero nosotros nos movemos en el nombre de Jesús.
Man, did you feel that kind of like settle?
Hallelujah.
Jesus moved in the name of the Father because he
Jesús
always submitted his will to him.
Según el nombre de su Padre porque él estaba sometido a su voluntad.
And then the Bible says, All authority has been given to me.
La Biblia dice que toda autoridad fue entregada a mí.
And the Bible says that he was given a name that was above every name.
Y la palabra dice que a él le fue dada un nombre sobre todo otro nombre.
And then Jesus declares that, listen, everything that's mine that you gave me, I give to them.
Y entonces Jesús, él nos declara que todo lo que tú me diste, yo solo entrego a ellos.
Literally, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit declares what Jesus over to you.
My God, literalmente dice la palabra que el Espíritu Santo te entrega lo que Jesús declaró sobre ti.
Say, that's my inheritance.
Diga conmigo, esa es mi herencia.
Say, I walk in authority.
Yo camino en autoridad.
Come on, come on. Even if you don't believe it, you gotta say it. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Aunque tú no lo creas, I walk in authority. Yo camino en autoridad.
I walk in authority.
Yo camino en autoridad.
Hallelujah. I am what the word says
Amen.
I am.
Amen. Soy lo que la palabra de Dios declara. Quien yo soy.
I can do what the word says I can do.
Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios me dice que yo puedo hacer.
And that settles that.
Y eso ya está arreglado.
How many can give him glory in his house?
¿Cuántos aquí le puede dar un aplauso al Señor? Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Praise the Lord.
You see the importance of understanding.
La importancia de entender.
Seed, time, and harvest.
La semilla, el tiempo y la cosecha.
Church, do you understand this?
¿Están entendiendo, iglesia?
Then everybody should be trying to find it is written. Uh-huh. If you're going through something, you got to find you a seed.
Todos aquí debemos estar ya en el lugar donde declaramos escrito está. Y todos debemos buscar una semilla.
You gotta be able to. It's a double-edged sword, man.
Yeah.
You gotta find you a seed
doble filo.
And trust in it. It is written. And every time you feel a certain time, no. It is written.
Ajá. Cada vez que te sientes de una cierta manera, no escrito está. But know where escrito está is.
Again, it is life to those who find them.
Man, it is vida para aquel que las haya. God, thank you, God. Proverbs 4.
Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My That's God. An amazing seed. Go and study it. It's an amazing seed. Keep your eyes attentive. Incline thy ear to his sayings. Keep them within the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them.
Yes. Son vida para aquellos que la hallan.
And they are healing to all their flesh.
Amen. Es salud para toda tu carne.
Man, what an amazing seed.
We serve an amazing God.
Man, esa semilla right there is.
Yes, hallelujah.
And then you meditate on the day. Man, the Bible says meditate on the word
esa
day and night.
Esa semilla está poderosa y podemos meditar en ella día y noche.
Right? Meditating on the word day and night, that's Amen. Allowing Holy Spirit to come in and water it. Come on.
Come on. Meditando en ella es permitiendo que el Espíritu Santo venga y te eche agua. My God.
Meditate on the word day and night, it shall make your way prosperous.
Meditando en ella día y noche hará tu caminar próspero.
Psalms chapter 1.
Ajá, Salmo 1.
James, no. Joshua chapter 1.
Ajá. Josué 1.
Let not this let not the law, you know, apart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night and it shall make your way prosperous.
No sea parte de tus labios, pero en ella medita día y noche. Hallelujah.
Galatians says you were called to freedom. It's your calling. You know your calling is to be free.
Amen. Galatians dice que fuimos llamados a la libertad.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you for your presence here in this place.
Amen. Gracias, Señor.
Words cannot describe, Father, what you are doing in this place. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
All the signs and the wonders and the miracles
yes,
that you perform here. Thank you for always being. Thank you because you're not a man that will lie, nor a son of man that will change his mind. Thank you,
Father God, because you are a God of covenant, hallelujah. You are a God of character. You are a God that always responds, Father, when we call, you respond. Thank you, Father, because you're not on vacation. You're always with me. Your word says that you never leave me nor forsake me. You're always there. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are there, hallelujah. And when I'm on top of the mountain, you're there. When I'm going through the valley, you're there. When I'm going through all kinds of trials and tribulations, I rejoice and give thanks because you're there, hallelujah. You never leave me. You never forsake me, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you are, Lord. You are the great I am. You are everything that I need, hallelujah. Why don't we give him glory in his house? Give him glory in his house.